that's a number we will likely have on election night. Once we get the unofficial results, and counties will report to us on how many provisional ballots unofficially there are. And I think just further, what I would add is that, look, there are no new rules in place when it comes to provisional ballots. These are the same rules that have been in place for years, and that were in place for the last presidential. And you know, the Secretary of State's office is confident that the elections process overall is going to run very smoothly.
But if there are a lot of provisional ballots, my understanding is that those ballots can't be counted right away. You have to wait for a couple of weeks, right?
Well, that's correct. Under Ohio law, provisional boards of elections cannot begin counting provisional ballots until the 11th day after the election. And the reason for that is to provide voters with an opportunity to bring in the proper form of ID to verify their identity, because in most cases, the reason a voter has had to cast a provisional ballot is that perhaps they've moved, they didn't bring the right ID with them, and that window is to give voters an opportunity to just confirm and verify their ID with their Board of Elections. Boards are, however, they are able during that 10-day window to begin kind of sorting and organizing the ballots. They just cannot begin counting them until that 11th day after the election.
But if this is a close election, as many people are expecting it to be, and if there are a lot of provisional ballots out there, this could hang up the presidency for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks at least, right?
Well, we're not going to know, how close it's going to be until election night. And at that point, we'll have a better sense of what that's going to look like. And then beyond that, Ohio has a process in place for both handling absentee ballots, handling provisional ballots. We'll follow that process, and obviously our office, our priority is ensuring that at the end of the day, all of the votes have been cast and that we have an accurate number on the election results for the 2012 presidential election.
What happens, though? Is there a way under Ohio law that you can shorten that time period to count the provisional ballots if that's the case where we have a presidency hanging out there and not knowing what's happening?
The law is very clear that you have to give that 10-day window after Election Day and that boards cannot begin counting those provisional ballots until the 11th day after the election.